All right, Cameron Jordan, defensive end from Cal, is joining us here on the phone lines. And first off, I when you look back to your time at Cal, and I think so many times, Cameron, we look at the draft and you're just preparing for the draft and people seem to forget about your college career. I want to go back to one game. I want to go back to your game against Oregon. And I got to ask you how you held Oregon to 15 points.
I mean, you know, that was actually more simple than what it really was. We came in with a great game plan. I was out on the outside point, outside backer position. We had a pretty good outside back on the opposite side. Our interior line is probably some of the best that I think that have been put together on the Cal D lines in a couple of years. I feel like we just had a great defense ready for them. And I was surprised that, you know, we still ended up losing the game because I thought everything was great and we executed everything pretty well that game.
You're 285 pounds and you're backing up to outside linebacker. Where are you going to play in the NFL? You're so versatile. You can play defensive end. I'm sure you can move down to tackle. Are you even considering outside linebacker?
You know, I'm willing to consider anything as long as I'm on the field. That's the biggest part for me, is I just want to play. I mean, I feel like I have such a competitive drive within myself that I can't not want to play football. I can't not want to compete.
Is there any position, is there any, I guess, teams, we won't go into specific teams maybe yet, but types of defenses? Are teams looking at you as that 3-4 defensive end or 4-3 teams looking at you as well? What's the most interest you're getting position-wise?
It's really split. And I say split, I mean it's like a four-way tie, really. from 3-4 teams being a left or a right defensive end, from 4-3 teams thinking I'm a defensive end or a three technique, or most likely, you know, a defensive end with the possibility to play outside backer as well as a defensive end that's allowed to play the three technique on pass rush situations, or even just a defensive end and a pass rush technique. It's been quite pleasurable and interesting. Just to see what other teams have viewed as me. As far as that goes, it's because I probably played all these different positions that I'm still in the running of. And I played and I think I excelled at a couple of different positions more than others, but it's definitely open right now.
The NFL draft is coming up April 28th is the first round. The Buccaneers have the 20th pick in the draft. We're talking with Cameron Jordan, defensive end out of Cal, who will be a first-round selection. Cameron, let's go back and let's start it where really the draft process started off, probably for you. Obviously, you trained before then, but the Senior Bowl. You know, I think you were on the radar of a lot of teams going into the Senior Bowl, but everything I read was that you were dominant during the week, especially pass rushing. Talk about that experience going to the Senior Bowl, not just the game itself, but the practices leading up to the game.
I mean, that was, you know, transitioning back to a 4-3 defense where a lot of guys had me pegged as just a 3-4, you know, guy. And I came into the 4-3 and I played the 5-3 on both sides. Mm-hmm. And from there, you know, a lot of teams were intrigued that I could come into a 4-3 and produce as well as I did.
You know, then we go to the combine. Combine's next, obviously, in between workouts. And what was the toughest part? You know, I talked to a lot of draft prospects that go to the combine, and it is a grueling 4 days. I mean, they test your mental capacity as much as I think any 4 days could. What was the toughest part of the combine for you?
Actually, I mean, everybody talks about how grueling it is. I thought it was a great experience for me anyways.
Great.
As far as, you don't really get an opportunity like the combine. I mean, where else are you surrounded by 35 guys in your position who you guys are competing in every drill that you do? I mean, if anything, that brings out the best, at least the best competition within yourself, because you're pushing yourself that much harder. And I mean, just by being around the best, you have to push yourself to be even better.
You know, just by hearing you talk to me right now, I can tell that you excelled in the interviews at the combine, and I can tell in your voice right now, just over the phone. I'm not even in person. I'm sure teams got the same feeling. You strive to be a great leader and a captain, don't you?
I don't even strive to be a great leader and a captain, but if I can help out, I'm definitely willing.
I mean, it just sent, you know, I obviously too, you have football in your bloodlines. Your father played in the NFL. 13 years, I believe, with the Minnesota Vikings as a tight end. You know, what do you take from him?
My dad, he definitely taught me a lot and showed me a lot. And he's probably tried to explain more things than I've ever let him explain. But I mean, he's always tried to add in anything he can. I guess it's always been on me to whether I'm gonna listen to most of him, because he's got a lot of things to say. If you think I can talk, he'll out-talk me in a heartbeat.
Well, I'm sure your father knows some pretty odd things about you growing up, and you know, from all the way back in your childhood. What can you tell? What are some of the oddest things you can tell us about Cameron Jordan right now?
So I've always been a high energy kid. So you know, my mother would ask to go out and buy yarn and string and such things, and she let me like have the living room, or she let me have the dining room. And she, you know, she just give me rooms, and I go and, you know, almost play like a Spider-Man technique and like web the whole room up. And it, you know, I'd be quiet. I'd be heard 30 to 45 minutes of quiet time that I'm in there, you know, trying to figure out the best way of how to trick somebody into falling into it. And of course, you know, she play into it and get trapped, and it was great for me.
So a fan of Spider-Man then, right?
Oh, all cartoons, comics, all of it.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, this is the time of year as we lead up into the draft. By the way, Cameron Jordan, defensive end out of Cal, is joining us as we're just a couple weeks away from the draft. This is the time when you go out on your visits. Before we get into the visits themselves and kind of the what goes on during the visits, how much fun is it for you to travel all over the country and see all these different cities and meet with these different teams?
It's been real fun, actually. I don't think I have enjoyed myself more just in being able to go, and not like just because obviously I go on, you know, family vacations and everything, but when you go on family vacations, you're on other people's time. You're on, you know, your mom's time, your dad's time. You got to listen to what your brother and sister want to do, and it's all collective. When I go, I mean, it's me. Mm-hmm. So it's I don't really have to worry about, you know, what other people want to eat. They ask me, I'm like, hey, I want to eat this, and then it all applies accordingly, and it's been great.
Mm-hmm. What's a typical visit like? Take me from the time you get into the airport to the time you leave again at the airport.
Whether I get in late or early, it all depends. So if I get in early enough to where we can have dinner, then we go straight to a restaurant. I get to usually talk to a D-line coach, or usually a D-line coach and a GM or a player rep. And then, you know, you just go from there. You just get to know each other, talk it out. You see where the D-line coach come from, how he coaches, how his players like him. And then, you know, he's finding out as much as you are about him that you are about yourself. So, you know, the questions are definitely being exchanged. So that's probably the dinner. You go back home, crash out, and, you know, going to the East Coast time, it's definitely an adjustment. Like, you know, I was probably up till probably 1 or 2 every night just because I go to sleep at about 10, 30, 11 mm-hmm. on the West Coast. So I wake up, try and wake up somewhere around 6. We, you know, they pick you up around 8. We wake up around 6 in the morning, got to set like 3 alarms just to wake up, just again, because time adjustment.
Yeah.
So I can get a quick workout in, because, I mean, you don't want to be stagnant, you don't want to be stale. You got to, you know, keep the legs fresh and the blood pumping.
Sure.
So, you know, wake up 6, get on a treadmill, you know, do some light workout with the dumbbells that they have at the hotel. From there, go on to meetings. And when you go into meetings, you're in there for a couple hours, and then you're back onto a plane and you're off.
Wow, they keep you moving, and you're going from visit to visit. Have you had a chance to come and visit the Tampa Bay area and the Buccaneers?
Yeah, I just saw the Bucs a few days ago.
Your impressions of, let's start with the area.
The area, I went to a place called Slimming's.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, no complaints about that.
No, you shouldn't have any complaints about Fleming's.
Yeah, I mean, I actually, I thought it was a different restaurant, but it was the same restaurant as the one in Walnut Creek in California.
Uh-huh.
So I was pretty impressed with that one. You know, I didn't know it had reached both sides of the country. And I've been to Fleming's one time before, but I tried a little bit of everything that night.
Yeah, it's good. It's good not having a tab, right?
No, I mean, Oscar style definitely wasn't open to me before.
Especially at a restaurant like that, too. Hey, what was your impressions of a guy like Raheem Morris?
You know, we definitely talked, and I think Raheem Morris is a pretty great coach. Not saying that any coach is better than one or the other, and definitely in the NFL, because you have the best of the best available to you. But he definitely seems like a great guy, as well as a coach, as well as a person off the field. So I definitely say nothing but wonderful things about that.
Would you say that the Buccaneers are one of the teams maybe showing you a lot of interest? I would imagine so. They have a need at defensive end.
For sure. I mean, luckily, you know, this year a lot of teams need a defensive lineman, and which helps me out is that I can play, you know, D tackle as well at the end, as well as probably, you know, if they need me to drop 10 pounds and really really go after, you know, the outside linebacker spot, 275 to 270.
How is it for you being in? I mean, people are saying that this is the most unbelievable defensive end class to come into the NFL draft, just from top to bottom. It's just so deep. How is it for you being a part of this class?
I mean, that's something special in itself. I mean, by, you know, everybody giving them such an elite status is a great thing. And to be a part of, you know, the top, you know, five DNs in that position is awesome in itself. And I mean, I'm just happy to be a part of what I can do and exhibit the talents that I have.
Cameron Jordan, defensive end from Cal. He has visited the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers obviously interested in him. A lot of Bucs fans want Cameron Jordan to be the pick for the Bucs, whether they pick him at 20 or they trade up for him. But I got to ask you too. Your father played for Minnesota, played for the Vikings. You're a Vikings fan. How would it feel for you to be the Vikings pick with the 12th overall selection?
You know, that means I'd be picked up in the first round, and that's exciting all in itself. To be a part of the Vikings, you know, my dad would probably be ecstatic. Mm-hmm. And you know, as far as teams, I don't really have a favorite right now. I'm just trying to play for somebody.
Excellent, excellent. When people, and you've talked about your pass rushing ability, I just saw a story out of St. Louis that, you know, the Rams are, they don't know if they want to draft you because they don't know if you're that elite pass rusher. When people say that about you, what's your response?
I'd have to say, you know, look at my film. I'm definitely in the backfield. So the pass rushing has nothing, you know, not a huge emphasis on it. It's definitely a large factor. But I'm definitely in the backfield, you know, disrupting plays and causing quarterbacks to move out of the pocket. So I definitely have to say, look at the disruptive factor and not so much as total sacks.
All right, so when the draft rolls around, it's April 28th. Have you gotten an invite? Are you going to New York?
I did get an invite, and as far as going to New York, I'm supposed to settle that within the next couple of days.
All right, so you did get an invite, so I won't even ask you what your draft day plans are yet, because you don't know. But I will ask you this. Once the draft is over, you meet with your team. Obviously, we're going through a lockout right now in the NFL. You're not going to be able to have any contact with the team that selects you. Do you have post-draft plans for yourself?
Post-draft? No. I mean, post-draft plans, if player lockout hasn't found a resolution, I'll be back at Cal working out, trying to get better and maintain and push myself further.
That's all you can do, Cam. Hey, thank you very much for your time. And, you know, I know this is a busy time, but also a very exciting time. And, you know, in just a couple weeks, you're going to reach your goal of being not just a draft pick for and playing in the NFL, but being a first-round selection. We look forward to seeing that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And if you're selected, you'll be talking to me on draft day. How about that? By the Bucs,
sure.
Of course. All right. Hey, thank you, Cam. We look forward to seeing you in the NFL and wherever you're selected coming up. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Cameron Jordan, defensive end out of Cal, joining us right here. 620 WDAE, the sports animal.